Good morning. It's, what is it? It's 9:27 a.m. Friday, December the 5th, 2014. The thermometer here says 34. It's actually probably closer to what it really is than what it showed up on the thermometer at home, which was nearly 40. Chilly, but not as cold as it has been, and it's sunny. Glorious, glorious sun. It's quite delightful out here this morning. Am I recording? Yes, I am. Okay. Get my ingress fired up here. Okay, here I go. Walking. Christopher walking. Yeah. So, I got the files uploaded yesterday. It took longer than I thought. Always takes longer than you think. But I got them up, and they came back approved this morning for the paperback. So I released the paperback for DoubleShare, and I overslept this morning, so I'm just now getting out. That's why it's so late, 9:28 now, and Friday morning. I didn't have to get up and take the kid to school, so there was no incentive for me to wake up at 5 o'clock. As a result, I slept until 7:30, which made it a bit problematic for getting underway at 7 o'clock, which had been my plan. But it's just as well. I got to sit for about an hour and a half. I had something to eat. I had a cup of coffee. And I'm getting the walk in now before I start to mark up Captain's Share. I gotta get through this. It's time is ticking. It's December the 5th. Also today, those of you who are on my mailing list, I got the word about Stars and Empire 2. It's another one of the 99 cent introduction anthologies. 10 authors, all with first books in a series. Titans is in that list. So is Quarter Share. And there's a few others that I've never heard of before. So maybe I'll get a copy myself and see if there's anybody in there that's something I want to read. But as part of being in the anthology, I was obligated to promote it to my group, so I'm letting the word out. Also, a reminder about South Coast. Apparently, there were people who didn't get the word a couple weeks ago when I emailed it. I included a link this time. Chongo sent me an email about, putting a link in it probably would have been helpful. Yeah, probably would have been. Well. I don't do them often enough. I have to keep reminding myself my login credentials. And by the time I fought through getting the login credentials reset so that I can log in, I've pretty much forgotten what it is I'm trying to do. Ferrets in my head. Well, somebody's doing laundry this morning. I smell Febreze on the air. Perhaps Bounce. It's one of the dryer sheets. I'm not sure I recognize the difference anymore. Man, we turned the corner here down into the community with concrete walls on either side and the sun beating down. Oh my God, it's beautiful. after complaining about the gray days, this is a spectacularly brilliant day. And I mean that in terms of the light level, and also in terms of the British connotation of brilliant, just brilliant, because it is brilliant. It's a gorgeous day. I'm wearing my parka, but I had to unzip it because it's too hot. I'm out of the wind, out of the little, there's just a little tiny breeze blowing, but it's enough to chill my fingers. But it's gone now. It's being blocked by the houses. My EVE Online quest for global domination. I'm not actually even trying for global domination. I'm just trying to have a little bit of fun. We got Chris Moody through his entry level tutorial missions last night. A wonderful opportunity. The tutorial missions are a wonderful opportunity to blow it without losing much. So we got him through that. I think he's moved over to be part of the M. Vagrant Outfitters Corporation. That's the Malachi Vagrant, who will be one of the characters in the new series, has started the corporation already. As I've said before, and I'll probably have to say it two or three times again, because people don't listen to every episode, so for those of you who've heard this like 17 times already, apologize. There's still somebody who hasn't heard it, so when I first started South Coast. When I first started EVE Online, the characters I wanted to play were already there. And even some of the companies were there. There's two different solar clipper companies. There's a couple different Diurnia Corporation. And, I've joined one of them as a name they don't recognize, just to see what's happening. And the answer is not a whole lot. It's a three-person corporation, and as far as I can tell, I'm the only one who's active in it. But Christy Maloney is there. Alice McKendrick. So there's a lot of homage already to the Ishmael Wong Share books. So in order to get ready for the next series, over the last couple of years, I've been creating characters that will be the main characters in the next series of books. So they'll already be there, and Malachi Vagrant is one of them, and he's a corporation owner who already has a corp. And I think I've got him set so we can have upwards of 20 members if we want to. So far we've got three. Well, four. Not me and one of my alts, and then there's two people who are not me, who are have members in the group. But I have found that manufacturing a few big ticket items and selling them actually generates a bit of ISK. It's not that the thing is that not. It's not free, mining doesn't create free minerals. Mining invests time in return for ISK. And because I have alternates who have the skills necessary to convert the ore into usable minerals with a minimum of loss, I'm able to convert the ore into minerals. And then because I have a manufacturer who can use those minerals efficiently, I can make things, Monk Post, that are efficient with the materials, so I use a minimum amount of materials. So while I could sell the ore and buy the minerals that I need, because I have the skills, it actually pays me to refine my own. I've actually started buying ore at a reduced price, so that it's not quite as effective, cost-effective as mining my own, but I don't have to invest the time. I just have to invest a little cash, $130 million. But for places where there's no other viable market, there are quite a few people who are willing to take a lesser price so they don't have to haul it. And I do have a lot of hauling I have to do to convert the ore into minerals and then haul the minerals to where I need to have them so that I can actually use them. But some time ago, I invested in a lot of blueprints, and it was more blueprints than I really wanted, but I invested in blueprints. And so I've been sort of chipping away at these blueprints. So I finally have, I think I've got now all of my main characters above half a billion ISK, which was my initial goal. And now getting the lower level characters, the secondary alts up to half a billion ISK is going to be a little more spendy, a little more difficult to do. For one thing, most of them don't have the skills necessary to be able to earn that kind of ISK. Which means I'm going to have to invest a little bit in the training queues so that they have the skills they need. I'm really leaning toward mining as an ISK maker, because it doesn't require a whole lot of skill. It doesn't require a whole lot of equipment. Where a good level 4 security mission costs 150 million for the ship and another 50 million for the fitting, so 200 million plus months, I mean literally months of training to get weapon skills and ship fitting skills up. Mining skills, almost everybody that I have has mining skills, and base level mining skills are sufficient. It's a little bit slower, but it's also not fatal, so if you don't have the important missile skills or the important projectile weapon skills, you can still play. So, I apologize, this has sort of turned into the EVE Online podcast, but it's what I'm thinking about today, so. It's really important in terms of story. There's a lot of stuff that's going on here that is is really informing character for me. I don't actually want to try to iron it out too much. I don't want to put too much into it. What the heck is this? Somebody's got a fire going. But, yeah, there's something about putting yourself literally in the skin, in the avatar, in the body of a character. That really does help inform what's going to happen, what the character is doing. So, well, it's on its surface, it's sort of like, oh, well, you're not writing, so, yeah, I'm not writing. And it's character development. That's my excuse, but I think it's also incredibly, one of the things that I did when I was putting together Town of the Fairport was I had a couple of weeks, so I went into Second Life and created an avatar for Town of the Fairport so that I could get in her skin and walk around in her skin. The big problem was that it didn't have a really good staff animation, so walking with a staff was kind of problematic. But it was interesting to try to create the vision of what that person was, what she was, what she did, how she thought, how she spoke. I've had a lot of experience with creating female avatars in Second Life. Half of my 13 avatars are female. Which sounds odd until you realize that one of them is androgynous and periodically puts on a female perspective, and then a male perspective, and then a female perspective, and goes around and does things to see what the reaction is in each case. Then the female avatar, of course, gets way more attention. Most of it unwelcome. No, that's not true. But it's interesting to be able to pull it off, to be able to pass, as it were. I think it helped me a great deal creating characters like Gertie Pinecrest and Rebecca Tanith. To a certain extent, Bev Brill. So, yeah, it's a... I'm not in a place where I can actually dedicate myself to putting new words on paper yet, but I'm getting ready. I'm getting my mind together. I'm getting my brain in place so that when the time does come, I'll be ready to go. Okay, well, here I am back at the back gate. 1927. Not a bad morning, but it's the point in the morning where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.